How's it going?
He does bug stuff.
Bug stuff.
Bug stuff. Yeah, he
Yes.
takes care of
The
bugs in the
stuff that
house.
your husband's been taking care of for you and
Oh,
doing a
okay.
pretty good job, according to him, picking out those crickets. But basically, what we're just doing, we've been helping out a couple neighbors. A lot of people do treat themselves, or they have another service. I had a guy had Terminex today, and he was just not happy with
I got a question for you.
how little they were doing. Yeah.
Go ahead, can you fill in your fridge?
So basically, what we do is we do a little bit more. We de-web around the house, and then actually inside, we don't spray any of the baseboards, because a lot of the time the chemical can rub off on dogs or,
Right.
any if any kids or even really just adults are over. So we actually use our WIS, which is our Whitmire injection system, and then go underneath the sink, right where that pipe meets the wall where all that condensation is. And sometimes ants, certain kind of bugs will live back there, and we just put that back there. It's a neutral product. They're going to walk right over it and take it back to the queen. So even if you don't have a problem, if any of them started trying to live back there, they wouldn't even stand a chance. So we use a lot of organic stuff for the safety of people. We don't
Right, we
want
used to have Tri-State
to.
Pest
Did
Control, and they used to spray the baseboards and stuff to get the animals
you? No,
to stop
yeah.
doing that.
A lot of that, I have a dog and I wouldn't let my dog. I won't even. I only spray organic stuff. I'll only use like home remedies. We use like rosemary around the eaves to keep the spiders and the wasps away. It's actually really, it's an organic compound that's really awesome. Takes care of it. So we can do like, we do garages for people if they have any issues around the garage. We go around all the windows, especially if you have those shutters, We granulate 15 feet out into the yard, and that's the,
You talking about the thing under our shutter?
think that's what he was gonna show me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I was going to talk about ticks, but yeah, we can show that. That
Yeah.
wood, it's a mud wasp, makes a mud hut, up against
The
the
mud
floor.
daubers?
What are they called?
Mud daubers?
Mud daubers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
And it
they make
drops
those.
turds.
Okay, yeah, we
Yeah,
take
we can
care of
show you.
those.
We can
Yeah,
show you.
definitely, definitely show me that. We go into the yard 15 feet, and what we're gonna do is we put our granulars, and they're microencapsulated, so when they get wet and you just water the lawn or if it rains, they're actually gonna seep into the ground, so it's not harmful to any at all. And we do a barrier 3 feet up and 3 feet out as well, just to give that extra protection, because as the houses are getting older, they have those cracks in the foundation. We use a lot of crack and crevice treatments as to prevent, them coming up through those holes. So,
What about I saw a tick on there. What about ticks in the yard?
yeah, we do. Right now, if we're doing, since we're doing that Memorial Day thing I was telling you about, I'm gonna do the tick yard perimeter, and that's gonna take care of a lot of it. And then we also do the home perimeter. We also, have you guys ever had any issues with termites? No.
We haven't, but when we first moved here, which was 16 years ago, 17 years
17
ago,
years ago.
they had a report that there was evidence that there was some termite activity, but it obviously was taken care of. So,
Right.
but as far as we know, we haven't had any since then. We do get
That's
these
good.
real tiny little ants that keep going up the side of our porch that
Okay.
we have to keep spraying for. We're
Yeah,
always
they probably have a
trying.
satellite nest somewhere over around
Yeah, we
there.
put a little green
Like the little ant traps
ant
in
traps.
the.
Yeah, and I've
Yeah.
actually sprayed
Yeah.
the post around there.
It's really good to, because what you both are doing, you're killing what you see, and that's excellent. But you really only see about 10% of what's really there. So that's where we come in, because if there is like a satellite nest behind in your wall somewhere, we're gonna take that out, and then you're not gonna see those outside anymore,
I will tell you the deal.
The deal? Okay. So typically for a house your size, that initial one we're gonna do is $199, but since we're doing that Memorial Day special, I can drop that down for $39 for you. So, and then we come out. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. So 199, we drop it down to 39, and then we come out every season, once a season, and that's just gonna, because a lot of the time you get, this is what you're seeing. A product can't take care of this, but all of these, we take care of this product. We take care of it before it can mature and reproduce. You see those little ants with the wings on them? Those are getting ready to mate. So we want to get them before they get to that stage. And so that's why we come out 4 times a year and basically get every cycle that you're going to have.
Now they'll just take care of ants with it, this
We also
product.
get the silverfish. You also get those? Yeah, that's going
And
to
we
take
get
care of
earwings
silverfish.
because it's damp out here.
Yep, exactly. We're going to take, honestly, all of this is covered right here.
Thank God no roaches.
Gosh,
What
I
does
know, right?
Bob get? Bob? Bob who?
Bob, Black.
See that?
He had something. He had carpenter ants. Those are the worst.
His house is whole. Is all
it's all wood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those they'll do thousands of dollars of damage. If
the other thing we get too is we get the carpenter bees in our like around my shed, and this is a cedar post, and I can show you the hole right where not in the post itself because it's too hard probably.
Yeah,
but the top part is soft, and there's a we saw one this year.
They actually, what they do is they lay their babies in there. Yeah. So the next season when they come into, when you start seeing them around, that's when they're coming out of there. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we take care of that. Anywhere you see those holes, we take care of it. And then we ask, if you just even put putty over it or some kind of way to just fill it up. Because they'll come back next season if our product biodegrades.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fill that hole up, they're less likely to be able to just go right back in there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to re-drill. And if we're taking care of it for you.
Yeah.
Drilling as much, they really don't like our product. It just repels them. So they're good. Yeah, they definitely they're little carpenters.
Yeah, well, here's
the definitely show me what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
I put the what's it called, the dive maker up around.
Okay.
Here's the dropping. And it's coming from up there and up there. And I sprayed the wasp right there.
They're underneath those shutters then, We would get that out for you. You can definitely. I just tell my tech and then they come out and they will make sure they can really focus anywhere where you're having any issues. Do you guys have a basement?
Yeah.
Is it finished?
No.
Okay. And do you see a lot of spider activity down there?
Since I've sprayed outside for the crickets, you don't see as many spiders. But we see once in a while, I see spiders, but not as many.
Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable because we live with all the trees. Right. But, I mean, the best we can do is we keep them out. Right. So you'll probably see them around the trees, obviously. But, come, we take care of that inside. Yeah. We don't want them around where they can bite dogs.
And it's a shame that I just vacuumed up. But I get this little... at the corner of my door right here, I just vacuumed it up. I get this little granular stuff. It's like very, like very sandy small. Or... looks sand, like sand.
It might be ant, truthfully,
okay.
Ant droppings.
They start building their nests. You see those big carpenter ants, they'll take like huge pieces, you don't even think they'd be able to carry almost as long as their body, and they'll start bringing it.
Okay.
Sand, food, anything they can carry.
Okay.
So it could be ants there. Do you have any other specific problems, like indoors, or is it mostly out?
Well, the only indoor problem we have is there's crickets.
Crickets.
And it was kind of funny, we found out by accident by putting a sticky pads, because we thought we had a mouse. Okay. We put the sticky pads in, and so all the crickets are all stuck to it. So now we've been using those things for the crickets.
Now, I always thought, too, I guess we've been battling for, 5 years now.
Yeah.
And I thought they had a nest inside. But then I looked it up on the internet, and they said they come from the outside.
Typically,
any hole that you have. And I'm like, how? So I sprayed that foam insulation on the beams.
Yeah.
Fill in cracks. That was hard to do.
Yeah. It's a big house. You got a big perimeter to do that too.
So there's not much space. There's not much siding and where the gravel is.
It's so it's hard.
So he was like using a mirror and trying to do it.
It's hard to get the nozzle up and then the stuff doesn't stick right away.
Bugs really like that siding. That's one of our biggest areas we focus on too. Because towards the bottom you'll see the spider web start to build up. Spiders eat other insects, so. What does that tell you? There's other insects going up and down. That's their traffic.
Right.
They're sitting where that traffic is.
We actually had the house resided 3 years ago. We had it resided so they could get the foam is there. Mm-hmm. So there's more insulation and stuff like that. So we thought that would stop the problem. But it really didn't.
Didn't do it. Yeah. Bugs will really like I said, like those ants, they'll eat your insulation and your wall. And when they run out, they're going to, and you don't want them eating that, first of all. That keeps your house, a good temperature. They come out looking for food, and that's when you see them. You're like, okay, they're obviously out of something.
Right. All right, we'll have you come and do that.
Come and do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the other problems we have.
The other problems? What other problems?
Take care of that.
What other problems are you having?
Well, this, What we're doing now for the ants or with this?
It will be for everything.
Oh, everything?
Yes, we're going to take care of everything. I'll make sure I when I'm writing this down, I'm going to rewrite the notes that you guys are specific
problem.
Can
we do my shed too? Spray the shed?
Yeah, we can spray your shed. Not a problem. Are you getting, what kind of, what are you
well,
getting?
Well, we get the bees there. The
carpenter bees.
Yeah, and there's definitely a lot of sprayers.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so like I was saying, like, we're going to come
and
out.
I'm definitely interested in the tick.
In the tick, yes. Yeah, I will include that for you guys.
Yeah,
I've had Lyme disease 3 times. The dog always gets a tick on, even though we put the tick stuff on it. And and this year I got a tick on it. I'm taking antibiotics right now.
It's the
ear tick and the dog tick.
What we granulate into your lawn, it has that one of the active ingredients is actually what they use in frontline to repel those ticks. So you're gonna get that protection per penny and for you guys
right.
as well. You obviously don't.
How much? Can I do the backyard? Can I have the backyard done without talking to
I can do the backyard for you. Because we go, like I said, we go out 15 feet. If I'm gonna do the whole yard, it's only $7 extra.
Okay, we'll do the whole yard.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do the garden, you know, the paths and everything. You can see it's a pretty big yard.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
You show me it too.
Yeah.
But he's out here all the time. So.
Yeah, he's breaking his back trying to make his, you know, the yard look nice for you.
Yeah, in fact,
nice.
You know, I bought him exfoliating gloves so when he takes a shower, he can use those to try and get the ticks off of him and stuff.
That's
because
nice.
Even though he sprays,
I spray my shoes and my gloves before I come out.
Mm-hmm.
And pants and socks.
And he also. Two of us had the vaccine before they discontinued it,
mm-hmm.
and I've been fortunate. I haven't had Lyme disease yet, but he's had it 3 times. They don't know that he has Lyme disease this time, but because he had this tick that was really embedded deep, they said we're just going to treat it.
Just do it just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you got a pretty big yard back here. Yeah, it really, it's not much extra, and it's, you're getting protection. So
right.
We do a lot more than Terminex is going to do for you. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that lady I was talking to today, she's like, yeah, they come out, like, she's actually having her gallbladder removed this week, and she sits on this chair, she's in a lot of pain, but she watches when they come out. She's like, they just come and just spray a little bit, and then they go.
Yeah.
I'm paying them $120 to do
that,
and I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, I will tell you, too, my mother passed away, and I was taking care of her house, and because it was for sale and stuff, she had a contract, so I figured I'm going to keep it just in case anything comes up, and of course, things came up, so I had to come out, and even though we had a contract with them, it still cost me tons of money to have them treat different areas, and every time I turned around, they were there again, so sold the house, called them up, said, don't need the contract
you're not
anymore,
doing anything
nothing.
For us,
and for like 2 years, they kept calling and scheduling appointments, and I'd have to call them and say, I've called you. I don't own this house anymore. We're done.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. We're usually pretty good about that. And if you, for some reason, decided to move, we could go with you. A lot of people, like, that, you know, the people that do it themselves, they'll get it for a year, and then they can be fine. Like, you guys can discontinue it. Or if you like not having to do the extra work, some people just keep it. And then we just come out quarterly, like I was saying, and... You're set, you know.
Yeah.
Less worrying about ticks, less worrying about those crickets.
Yeah, where's your company from?
We're originally out of Bridgeport, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So we're family owned. Two brothers started it. They're both farmers, so we don't do a lot of those shortcuts other companies do. We like know that value of hard work. So that's we're out of there. We're on Angie's List if you guys are familiar. Got the Super Service Away Blast 2 years. And the Better Business Bureau. So
Well, sign us up. We'll give it a shot.
Definitely. Okay, and
we definitely have bugs.
So
you can see it flying.
Yeah.
Oh, the gnats are terrible this time of year too. The gnats have been awful.
It's hard with the, you know, like there's a lot of bugs. It's just that moisture makes it just awful. So let me see when I've got available to come and get you guys service.